It's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA tonight. Of course, we're talking about new changes for KBIA and the new Classical 90.5 coming in the next few days. And joining us from WBUR in Boston is the host of On Point, Tom Ashbrook. You'll be hearing Tom and On Point every weekday morning from 9 to 11 on KBIA with these new format changes we're telling you about tonight. So, Tom, I guess, first of all, let me formally welcome you to the airwaves of Mid-Missouri.
Thank you very much, Darren. We're so happy to be there. We've got so much of the country under our wing, and we've had our eye on you guys for a long time. Been, of course, on your HD2 channel there, but really happy to be coming on to the main signal and all your wonderful listeners.
Tom, in looking at the website and the description of the show, you kind of went back to the program title, and in one brief thought managed to bring together the worlds of ballet and the military and talking about On Point, which I thought was fun. Just kind of describe for us what the show is really all about, though.
You know, On Point was born in the days after 9/11, mm-hmm. when the country was just laser focused on what is going on. Scales sort of fell away from our eyes, and we saw things very clearly. And I think the name came out of that. Yeah, you make this reference. We say On Point, you know, in the military, it's the lead guy on patrol. In ballet, it's up on your toes. In conversation, we say, and we think it's true, it's the heart of the matter. That's what we're driving for. We look at the news that's breaking and big trends going on every day in the live issues, whether they're political or military or economic. And we also then reach very widely across science and the arts and literature and history, so that we're sure with 2 hours every day, you want to bring smart listeners like your public radio listeners, you want to bring them a really rich diet of food, mm-hmm. brain food, and we try to bring a lot of it. So we're plugged right into the news, and we try and be very rich in the variety of things that we go deep on with our listeners.
Now, for people who listen to NPR, and I think there's a lot of things that make NPR news outstanding, but for a lot of us, a big part of it is a focus on international news that we seem to get less of a lot in the media in general these days. You've got a background in international news. You were a newspaper guy in Asia. And just talk a little bit about that commitment to keeping us informed, not just on what's happening here at home, but around the world.
I mean, our commitment to the domestic stories, American stories, is very deep because this is where we as Americans sort of plant our flag, and this is where we try and shape the best society we can come up with. Some people think there's some work to be done on that right now. But these days, if you draw a big dark circle around your country and think it's not part of the world, you're really not paying attention. Yes, I spent 10 years in Asia, in India, in China, in Japan, doing a lot of newspaper work and reporting out there. I bring that sensibility back here now. I mean, everything is tied together, and at this point, basically everybody knows it. So we look abroad all the time because it all matters, and it all comes right back here at home. We don't want to ignore at all, especially in a presidential election year, what's going on here.
Sure.
Because this is where we shape the ground of our own immediate lives. But, yep, we've got a big eye on the world. You'll hear us calling out to reporters and more in the Middle East, of course. Lots of attention there lately to Syria and that whole story. We've been, many, many times to Kabul and Pakistan. We'll take it down to Africa, what's going on there, big trends. And, of course, Asia is an ongoing personal interest of mine, also very important to this country, stories out of China all the time.
Sure. Tom Ashbrook is our guest from WBUR in Boston. You're going to be hearing him on the program On Point from NPR 9 to 11 starting next week here on KBIA as we're talking about the new format changes coming to this station and the new Classical 90.5. Tom, in looking at your experience aside from reporting, you've got a fascinating resume. You were part of an internet startup. You worked oil in Alaska. But this one was my favorite. You worked with Kung Fu movies, and I've got to hear about that.
That was back in my Hong Kong days. I was a pretty young guy just out of college and ended up at the South China Morning Post working in newspapering there. I was also doing some TV work, and I got a call from an outfit that was bringing old kung fu, pre-revolutionary era black and white kung fu movies out of China, in all kinds of different dialects and languages out of China, and we would sit down, script them. Sometimes they weren't in Cantonese or Mandarin. We didn't even know what they were saying, but we would write scripts for them, and then we would sit in the dark in the same studio where Bruce Lee got his start there in Hong Kong.
Cool.
Dub these into English and ship them all over the world, to Nigeria and Jamaica and a lot of English-speaking third-world countries. They were actually really great films. They just weren't Technicolor, and they weren't kind of up to they weren't the contemporary sense of kung fu, but they were fantastic. And those long nights, you know, with a maybe there was a bottle of something and a lot of dubbing going on of old kung fu movies, some of my favorite memories of life in Hong Kong.
I bet. Tom, you've talked about the different places in the world you've been. You're working now out of a great city. I got to tell you a personal story. I'm a little bit infamous in Boston. I may still be the only person in history ever to get seasick on the Charles River cruise. It's this nice little
boat. That's lame, man. That's really
lame. I know. I'm from Oklahoma. What do you want? Okay. But I noticed your own background. I want to know, since you are from this part of the country, what you take with you as you've traveled all over the world from rural Illinois.
Well, I grew up in central Illinois, Bloomington Normal, just kind of right in the middle of the state.
Sure.
Old farming family there since 1820 or so. First settlers in McLean County in Illinois. I grew up on the farm that they settled then, sort of seventh generation now with my cousin farming it, and is very much an active farm kid, you know, 4-H and sheep, and we had hogs and cattle and ponies and corn and beans and the whole thing. That's absolutely central to who I am, that sense of the land, of continuity, of being open to people who, because everybody had to work together there, there was very much, you know, sort of shared bale and hay and everything else in those days. That culture is still right at the heart, really, of my, the way I see the world. And I guess it was a childhood where you felt really comfortable. I felt really comfortable in the world, so comfortable I could take that view out anywhere in the world and feel right at home.
Mm-hmm.
Treat people with respect, and they're likely to treat you with respect in return. I think that's what I've taken from there. It's still a very important part of my life. My dad's still there in the little house on the prairie, and I'm back there just as often as I can be. My sister there as well. It's still really the deepest home to me, and I carry those roots with me all the time.
That's terrific. Tom, another experience I want to ask you about, and it's something that you shared with us, with your listeners and with your fans last year, the illness and death of your wife. And after taking some time off, you hosted a program and talked about loss. And I remember it during right about the time that my father died earlier this year, and I just thought, it's incredible radio on the one hand. On the other hand, that had to have been a very difficult thing for you to do.
Well, the whole experience was far and away the hardest thing in my life. I had been with Danielle since we were 16.
Oh, wow.
And that's a long time, and it was a big love affair. I was crazy about her. She fought cancer for 8 years, and yeah, last year she finally succumbed. It just tore my heart out, and I really didn't know how or when I would come back to the air. You think about taking a blow like that, a loss like that. For anybody, it's tough. If you can go back and sort of bury yourself in a cubicle at work, that's one thing. But this work, as you know well, Darren, when you're on the air, you know, you're right in public every second of your real working life. The reason I came back and talked about it so candidly, honestly, is that while I took a couple of months off, and it took me that long to find my feet at all, I was so destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But letters from listeners just poured in from around the country, around the world. And I mean thousands and thousands of letters. And the people who tended to write, at first I thought, I'm not going to read those. They don't even know me. But you learn that people listen to the radio very closely, and many of them had been listening to On Point and this show and me for years. And in fact, I realized as I read those letters, they did and do know me. And the people who wrote tended to be the ones who had the most keen observations and the most direct experience to share. And those letters, where they gave me deep life guidance about dealing with loss, many of them had losses of their own, loved ones that had died. Those letters turned out to be some of the most helpful guidance I got from anywhere. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to go on having a real relationship with our listeners, because this is not all packaged up slick radio where we're not thinking about who's on the other end. We try and have it be very real. You know, we're trying to talk about the most important things going on in the world in the most real way. If I can't be real about this deepest of losses that I've taken with listeners who listen so closely, and I would even say so lovingly in a way, then it's not real. And I want to keep it genuine. And so I came on and I talked about grief and loss, and it was hard, but it kept me on a real human track with the listeners I'm sharing this time with every day, and that turned out to be important for them, I think, and very important for me.
Tom, to kind of move in a slightly different direction with that, the show talks about some very important issues, some fun stuff. You wrap the week's news up every Friday. Mm-hmm. But a big part of On Point is also, as you mentioned, the listeners, the callers. You open up the phone lines and let listeners participate. I can understand, having done that type of radio, it's been a little while, but I've done that, and it can get a little out of control. Talk about why, though, it is important for you to include the listeners rather than just sitting down and interviewing the quote-unquote expert on this topic or that.
Well, we've got a lot of experience with this at this point, and our listeners add a lot. We have tremendous guests, as you well know, with enormous expertise, but there's always the danger of experts sitting around talking about important topics, and they kind of just float away from reality. Our listeners are sharp, and their observations are keen, and they bring the real world into our conversation in a way that's a huge add for the show. Now, we want to be delivering a lot of value every minute of the show, so okay, it's true. We don't. If people can't get their thoughts together and they're drifting all over the place, I will bring them to a point. So is none of that talk radio, oh no, here comes a listener, it's going to be deadly dull or drift off track. Nope, that's not the way it works at On Point. But we find that day after day, they consistently bring sharp, focused, real world observations that keep these sort of Nobel Prize winners grounded in reality and keep us honest to what's actually going on in people's lives, in communities. It adds a lot, and we're never going to let it go. It keeps the show absolutely genuine and grounded in reality.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing your show. We're also going to be hearing every day Here and Now, which is also produced there at WBUR. Are you going to tell us some good Robin Young stories or Jeremy Hobson stories, something embarrassing about them, so we'll have that background?
They're probably walking behind me in the hall right now. I see them hustling every day. They really work hard to be right on top of the news, very, very news-oriented, and they're both real pros. I'm sure your listeners will love them.
Well, it's going to be exciting for us here. I've been hosting Morning Edition at one station or another for a little over 30 years now, and so doing the news every day is a big part of this, and we're very much looking forward to hearing the program again. We are expecting a Monday start. You're going to be able to hear On Point each weekday morning from 9 until 11. We're going to run it live, so you'll be able to call in and participate with Tom and his guests on the show. And Tom, we really do appreciate the time an awful lot, and we will look forward to getting to spend some time with you every morning starting on Monday.
I'm so glad you're coming on. We've got listeners at all times of the day, but to have you live and chipping in will be just great. KBIA, can't wait to talk with your listeners.
All right. Tom Ashbrook, thanks a lot.
Thank you.